KD listening. TWA listening. Who else is listening? KD here, name's Larry. Had to navigate a left-hand turn. Won't be able to talk much because I'm about to go into a dead spot for a 6-1 repeater. Yeah, where are you? Near Haywood Mall.
Go in there and give them some economic restitute.
Yeah, leaving the office, getting ready to fight the traffic on the way home.
Is you're on your way home.
Anyway, I heard an unusual noise in your background.
Yeah, I just pulled back out onto Highway 29, out here past Vern Smith Parkway, Highway 80. And a big old ambulance went by. Looks like it would carry about 4 people in that thing.
When I left yesterday, there was a car sitting there with the left side of it caved in and a motorcycle laying on its side all tore up.
No. Don't want to hear that, because I ride a 2010 Electric Glide.
Whatever you do, a good friend of mine who had a bad incident happen to him about 25 years ago, actually a little more than that, but anyway, yeah, I like those, what's that called, a slingshot, a three-wheeled top.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? They hurt just as bad if you hit a car.
The buggies were coming back into style. Have you heard that?
Yeah, if you can find a Volkswagen to build one out of. Oh, mercy. I had one back in the late 60s, early 70s. It was fun.
Heather used to have one, too. He had a Volkswagen and a dune buggy. I guess he sold both of them, but anyway, the dune buggy needed some work. But he had fun with it while he had it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had one that was a rail buggy, and then I had one that was a regular fiberglass body dune buggy. And, like I said, they were both fun for what you used them for.
I gotta go home and see what I can get done this evening. There's always more to do than I can possibly get done. I took some time off this week, and I'm still behind.
I'll give you one piece of advice before I go. Don't retire. You work harder when you're retired for Mama than you did when you was working for somebody else.
Two out of several people. A friend of mine that graduated from high school with, he retired several years ago. He stays so busy now, he don't know how he ever had time to work.
I'm on business, and I am pretty much retired now. And I've told my wife 2 different times, if she didn't be quiet and ease up a little bit, that I was going to reopen the business so I could get some relief.
I have a little side job. I volunteer for a church helping out with sound equipment, being a sound engineer. So there's a little room there full of stuff that I have been working on trying to get fixed. That keeps me pretty busy, too. Amps and speakers and, you know, CD recorders and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, yep. Matter of fact, I don't mind telling you, I go to Washington Baptist Church up here off of Highway 14 north of Greer. And about 2 years ago, it took some doing, I think some convincing, but I talked them into putting us online with the services. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, we're all glad we did that with this COVID.
Just got our live streaming device a couple weeks ago. We still got some bugs to iron out. Anyway, I hate to run, but I'm about to go into a bad spot, so I better sign with you before I get too scratchy. I can't remember your call, but mine's KC4SKD.
Say it one more time.
KC4 Sierra Kilo Delta.
Appreciate the comeback, and I tell you what, you have a good evening. 73s, this is KN4VWA. I'm clear.
KN4VWA, KN4RJM.
around some help about this neighborhood, I tell you. We got to pick up the pace a little bit. Oh, hey, John. What's up?
I was just listening to your conversation. Clearly, you guys don't understand how this retirement thing works.
No, I'm still operating on that premise that happy wife, happy life. And I'm about to let leak in a little bit of consternation and say no to a few things.
Like I said, clearly you don't understand how this retirement thing works.
What? They started on the back porch of my house, and man, it's looking good. I'm going to have a 4-foot-tall by 8-foot-wide window on that back porch as a width, and my wife is just thrilled to death. So you know what? That might just keep me out of hot water for about a week.
A couple days, anyway.
So anyhow, what's the prognostication? Did you get that little shower today?
I can tell we didn't get squat over here. It looked like it wanted to there for a minute, but it didn't do anything.
Man, well, I guess I was just right on the very edge of it because it rained for about 20 minutes. And I mean, it rained for about 20 minutes. It was nice. Cooled things off, had a nice breeze blowing through there. When it quit, I was real disappointed.
It's quiet over here. The wind blew and the sky got dark and that was about it.
Well, how about that? Well, so you had the net last night. What happened there?
Karen, who normally runs the net, she had her radio. I mean, I was talking to her, you know, 10 minutes before the net came on, and apparently her radio just upped and died. And she didn't have a computer or internet, so I gave her the early check-ins, which I usually do when I'm listening for her. And then that time rolled around, silence, and I think I was talking to Dave on the phone at the time. I said, well, you know, I can go ahead and take it. And he said, okay, so. But her radio just, you know, I was concerned because she's older, and I was a little concerned about her health there for a minute, but apparently it was just radio problems, so. So anyway, so that was it. So it happens, you know, equipment malfunctions, things happen. No big deal.
John, if it's man-made, it's going to break. If it's good stuff, it won't break for a while. If it's junk, you may not get it home.
Well, yeah, this is true, too. But anyway, so are you home now, or are you out running around somewhere?
No, the call today, and I got my mower back. You know that 60-inch Cub Cadet? No mechanical damage. It just blew a head gasket. So I got it back, and I've been down there picking it up from Woodruff today, and I'm out in my little gold pickup truck with no hair conditioning. And both of my last two hairs are about wilted.
Ain't exactly the kind of weather you want to run around with no AC, but hey, life is hard all over, you know.
And I tell you what else I did stupid today. You know those fishing shirts I wear that have the vent in them? Well, they have a side-zippered pocket on the lapel, or rather, you know, on the front where a normal pocket would be, and I had my cell phone in there. I forgot to zip the pocket shut. And I went over to the Little Mountain Road landfill and was dumping a bunch of stuff in the landfill or in the residential refuse area. And my phone slipped out of my pocket, hit the edge of the curbing, and bounced right in between that big old huge dumpster and the pit. I thought it was $750 right down the drain.
And to the end of this story goes, how?
Well, those nice folks over there actually came over after they heard me going, ah, Quinn, you're a good ding, ding, ding. And they come over and says, are you all right? And I said, yeah, but my phone went right there. I can see it. She said, oh, okay, that ain't no problem. Just chill out. In about 10 minutes, she had a truck up there, grabbed that big, huge dumpster, pulled away far enough. The guy got out, grabbed my phone, and tossed it up to me. No damage. Thank goodness for OtterBox.
Well, sounds like you got lucky there. I've always tried to rely on the kindness of strangers.
I kind of count on that, too, especially since I think I'm pitiful.
Thanks.
I'm in a truck with the windows down. Couldn't quite understand. Say again.
Thanks.
The net on Friday night, too?
That.
Well, I tell you what, I'll try to make sure that I'm on there Friday night. And, man, if we don't get a break in this heat, I'm not going to get my building cleaned up and straightened out.
Two things I need to do outside that haven't happened yet because it's flat flipping hot, you know what I mean?
You have not cut that grass yet, have you?
But without any rain, it's not acting like it's, you know, growing out of control. So I think I'm just going to wait for it to die.
I hear you. Well, but you know what? You ought to cut it now. That way you won't have to cut it later when it becomes a dust storm.
Well, I was kind of hoping that little bit of rain would come over this way to cut down on the dust before I cut it. But that didn't happen either. So, you know, okay, it is what it is.
You're just going to have to start improving your rain dance, bud.
Apparently, I'm not very good at that. When we lived over in Anderson, I swear you could watch on the radar the front form, and then when it got to our neighborhood, it would split and go around it and then reform on the other side, and we'd watch it rain. You know, Bilo was about a mile from my house, and it would be pouring down rain at Bilo, and by the time I got back to the house, the roads were dry, so I wasn't too successful with rain dances over there either.
You just keep doing your rain dance over there at your place. Don't come to mine then.
People, I think, at what I thought was that we apparently built our house on the graveyard of an Indian shaman, and somehow he cursed the rain gods, and from that point on, it never rained on our in our property. So I don't know what the deal is over here.
You do know that that could turn out to be a blessing, don't you?
Like crunchy grass.
No, just do like they do out in Las Vegas. Spread out a bunch of pea gravel, paint it green, and just spray for weeds every now and then.
They do that out in El Paso, too, but they don't bother to spray paint it green. They just leave it white and put a cactus in the front yard.
Bunch of environmentalists, what can you do?
In has no water to it, so that saves on the water bill not having to water the rocks.
Well, down in that area, from what I understand, they're having a bit of a drought too, aren't they? Isn't the Rio Grande about to dry up?
Well, I hadn't actually been following that, but it's the middle of the desert, so yeah, they're in a drought. They've always been in a drought.
Well, drought by definition, much 50% less rainfall than normal. So 50% less rainfall than normal for El Paso, that's pretty dry.
Well, 50% less of nothing is still pretty much El Paso, so yeah, I guess if you wanted to find it that way, I guess that would work.
Yeah, yep, yep. Well, listen, I told you about around here about 3 or 4 years ago we had a little mini drought. And I caught one of the trees chasing my dog around.
Okay.
How dry is it, or was it?
Roger that. Well, the dog is telling me it's supper time, so I gotta go feed the dog and then go upstairs and find out what we're doing for supper. So we'll talk at you later, brother.
Hey, try to behave yourself. Just don't get caught. And I'll talk to you soon. Oh, hey, before you go, guess what I got to do in the morning, 9 o'clock.
Out of bed?
No, I got to be down at an office building that I own, and it sits on the corner of a pretty busy road. And they called me this afternoon saying one of your tenants had an excavator stolen from a storage facility down behind your office building. And there's only one way in and one way out. We understand that you've got security cameras that record. So I got to go over there in the morning and meet the King County Sheriff's Department and see if we got video evidence of these characters.
In that case, have a good fun time with the Sheriff's Department. Hope they manage to catch him.
Roger, I hope they do. All right, well, listen, go enjoy your supper, and I'll catch you later. KN4, BWA, clear after your final.
Stay out of trouble, Steve. You have a good one. We'll talk at you later. KN4, RJN, I am clear.
Scooby, listening again. Clear.